This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 58 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're wrapping up our deep dive into Tier 1 fundamentals by talking about something that separates the practices that actually grow from the ones that just spin their wheels. We're covering how to track and measure your local SEO performance so you can actually see whether the strategies you're implementing are working. Now, I know tracking and analytics might not sound as exciting as generating new reviews or optimizing your Google Business Profile, but here's the reality. Without proper measurement, you're basically flying blind. You could be working incredibly hard on your local SEO and have no idea if you're moving in the right direction or just wasting your time. Over the past several weeks, we've covered Google Business Profile optimization, content creation, citation management, and review generation. Those are all critical Tier 1 fundamentals. But if you're not tracking your progress, you have no way to know which strategies are working best for your specific practice in your specific market. So let me show you the exact metrics that matter and how to monitor them without getting overwhelmed by data that doesn't actually help you grow your practice. The first thing you need to understand is that there are really only four key performance indicators that matter for Tier 1 local SEO success. Everything else is just noise that'll distract you from what actually drives new patients through your door. Let's start with the most important metric, and that's your MatPack rankings. When someone in your area searches for chiropractor plus your city name, where do you show up in those top three map results? This is the single most important ranking factor, because the majority of patients never scroll past those first three results. Now, here's what I want you to do right now. Pull out your phone and search for chiropractor and your city name. Look at where you rank. Are you in the top three? Are you on the first page but not in the top three? Or are you buried somewhere on page two or beyond? Here's the thing, though. You can't just check this once and call it done. Your rankings fluctuate based on a ton of factors, including where the searcher is located, what device they're using, and whether they're logged into Google. So you need a way to track your rankings consistently over time from the same location. The easiest way to do this is to use a rank tracking tool. There are several good options out there, but at DC Rank, we use professional-grade tracking software that checks your rankings daily from multiple locations in your market. This gives you a true picture of how you're performing across your entire service area, not just from your office location. If you want to track this yourself manually, I recommend checking your rankings at least once a week from the same device and location. Document where you show up for your primary keywords like chiropractor plus city, back pain treatment plus city, and any other conditions you specialize in. Keep a simple spreadsheet with the date and your ranking position so you can see trends over time. The second critical metric is your Google Business Profile Insights data. This tells you how people are finding your profile and what actions they're taking once they find you. Google gives you this data for free right inside your Google Business Profile dashboard, but most chiropractors never look at it. Here's what you need to pay attention to. First, look at your discovery metrics. This shows you how many people found your profile through direct searches where they specifically looked for your practice name versus discovery searches where they found you by searching for chiropractic services. You want to see your discovery searches growing over time because that means more potential new patients are finding you. Next, check your view metrics. How many people are viewing your profile on Google Search versus Google Maps? This tells you where your visibility is strongest and where you might need to improve. Then look at your action metrics, and this is where it gets really interesting. Google tracks how many people called you, visited your website, requested directions, or clicked on your photos. These are the actions that lead directly to new patients, so you want to see these numbers trending upward month over month. I recommend logging into your Google Business Profile Insights at least once a week and documenting these key numbers in a simple tracking sheet. You don't need anything fancy, just a spreadsheet with the date, your discovery searches, total views, and total actions taken. This simple habit takes maybe 5 minutes a week, but gives you invaluable data about how your local SEO efforts are performing. The third metric that matters is your review velocity and overall rating. We talked extensively about review management in episode 57, but from a tracking perspective, you need to monitor two specific things. First, how many new reviews are you getting each month? This is your review velocity, and Google pays close attention to this because it signals that your practice is active and patients are having experiences worth sharing. Second, what's your overall star rating? Obviously, you want to maintain at least a 4.5 star average, but the reality is that practices with 4.7 or higher tend to dominate the map pack in competitive markets. Track these numbers monthly. How many total reviews did you receive? What's your current star rating? Are you trending upward or downward? If you implemented the review generation strategies we talked about in episode 57, you should start seeing your review numbers climb within the first month. The fourth and final metric is your citation consistency score. Now, this one's a little more technical, but it's crucial for long-term local SEO success. Remember when we talked about citation management in episode 55? We covered how having consistent business information across the web is essential for ranking well in local search. You need to periodically audit your top citations to make sure your name, address, and phone number remain consistent everywhere. I recommend doing a full citation audit quarterly, but at minimum, check your top 20 citations twice a year. There are tools that can automate this process and give you a citation consistency score, which is basically a percentage showing how consistent your business information is across major directories. You want to maintain at least a 90% consistency score, and ideally, you're at 95% or higher. At DC Rank, we monitor this automatically for all our clients and fix any inconsistencies that pop up, but if you're managing this yourself, set a reminder to check your major citations every few months. Now, here's where a lot of chiropractors get overwhelmed. They start tracking all these metrics, and then they're not sure what to do with the data. So let me give you a simple framework for actually using this information to improve your results. Every Monday morning, I want you to spend 15 minutes doing what I call your local SEO check-in. First, open your Google Business profile and check your insights from the previous week. Did your views increase? Did you get more calls or direction requests? Write down the numbers. Next, check your map pack ranking for your primary keyword. Did you move up, stay the same, or drop? If you dropped, think about what might have caused that. Did a competitor get a bunch of new reviews? Did your posting frequency drop off? Then look at your reviews. Did you get any new ones this week? Have you responded to all recent reviews? Are there any negative reviews you need to address? Finally, take 2 minutes to document any actions you took during the previous week. Did you publish Google posts? Did you add new photos? Did you update your services? This helps you correlate your activities with your results over time. This simple 15-minute Monday ritual gives you all the data you need to make informed decisions about your local SEO strategy. You'll start to see patterns emerge. You'll notice that weeks when you post 3 times see better engagement than weeks when you only post once. You'll see your rankings improve after you clean up citation inconsistencies. You'll understand what actually moves the needle for your practice. And here's the beautiful part. Once you have this baseline data, you can start testing and optimizing. Try posting at different times of day and see if that affects engagement. Experiment with different types of photos and track which ones generate more profile views. Test different review generation strategies and measure which ones produce the most consistent results. This is how top-ranking practices dominate their markets. They don't just implement strategies blindly. They measure, they analyze, they optimize, and they continuously improve based on real data from their specific market. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. This sounds like a lot of work, and you're right, it is. Managing and optimizing your local SEO presence requires consistent effort and attention to detail. This is exactly why practices work with DC Rank. We handle all of this tracking and optimization for you, so you can focus on what you do best, which is taking care of patients. We monitor your rankings daily. We analyze your Google Business Profile insights weekly. We track your review velocity, and we maintain your citation consistency. More importantly, we make strategic adjustments based on the data to continuously improve your local search performance. It's not just about tracking metrics. It's about using those metrics to make smart decisions that drive more new patients to your practice. If you want to learn more about how DC Rank can take this entire burden off your plate while delivering better results than you could achieve on your own, visit dcrank.com and click the Get Started button found in the top menu bar. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to think about where you currently stand with tracking your local SEO performance. Are you checking any of these metrics regularly? Do you have a system in place to monitor your progress? Or have you been implementing strategies without really knowing whether they're working? Here's your action step for this week. Set up a simple tracking spreadsheet with these four columns: date, map pack ranking, Google Business Profile actions, total reviews, and citation consistency score. Then commit to filling it out every Monday morning for the next 4 weeks. That's it. Just document where you are right now and track how those numbers change over the next month. This simple habit will give you more insight into your local SEO performance than 90% of chiropractors ever have, and it'll help you make smarter decisions about where to focus your time and energy going forward. Next week, we're shifting gears slightly as we move beyond pure Tier 1 fundamentals. We're going to start bridging into Tier 2 strategies by talking about website optimization for local search. I'm going to show you how to extend your local SEO success beyond just your Google Business Profile and start capturing patients who are searching for specific conditions and treatments. This is where things get really exciting because we're expanding your reach while building on the solid foundation you've created. Until then, implement that simple tracking system I just described and start gathering data on your current performance. Small, consistent improvements compound into major competitive advantages over time, but you can improve what you don't measure. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.